feels like they know what, you know, but no one ever sees it.
Yeah, yeah. Next year, perhaps. And there are some really promising Hispanic candidates, most of them Democrats, a few Republicans. For example, Julian Castro, the mayor of San Antonio,
mm-hmm.
he's considered the comer.
Really? Someone to keep an eye on?
That's right. You know, he's 35, he looks 15, he's Harvard educated, really, really bright, and a capable mayor, and maybe someday.
Huh. All right. So tell me about this fundraiser at Tony Chase's house. What's the price tag for that? I'm sure it's ridiculous.
Well, it's
$37,500.
That's right.
Wow. You know, here in Washington, we can see the president all the time for free.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the food is really good.
That's true. So what is this kind of I assume this is a much smaller deal, very exclusive, all the big names.
Yeah, it's smaller, and it's all the big names, I suspect, from around the state. Smaller, but as Rodney, Senator Ellis, was telling me, it's sold out, and that's more than 60 people who will be there.
Wow.
He was also telling me that there were people who wanted to come, but the Secret Service wouldn't allow them because it was they didn't have enough room for them. So these people, he said, are looking to attend events like this in Atlanta and other cities.
Well, I assume that President Obama will be back along with Joe Biden and Michelle Obama to keep raising money in Texas. I mean, as long as the money is flowing, they'll show up.
Yeah, exactly. And they have. They've been in Dallas and Austin and now Houston.
Oh, right. I remember that. It was attached to that immigration speech he gave in El Paso.
Yeah.
And he made a little tour through Austin to collect some money at a couple of events.
At a similar event in Austin's version of River Oaks.
Right, exactly. And so Texans, you know, they went for Hillary Clinton in 2008 in the primary, didn't they?
That's true.
But they do like him, and they will show up and give him money. So that's really interesting. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me what else is going on in Texas. What's going on with Ron Paul?
You know, now that we're not down to, we don't have Rick Perry to kick around anymore, we have one last slim hope for another Texan to fight out.
I think America has Texas president fatigue.
That's probably true. Although Ron, you know, Ron is a Texan, although you don't really think of him as a Texan. He's sort of the leader of a movement that transcends place.
That's true. And he seems his own sort of island. And he doesn't play up that Texas sort of, I mean, of course you can place him in Texas once you've been there, but he doesn't really play up that sort of Texas corniness, you know, like the way that Rick Perry does, and even John Cornyn to an extent.
Dude, I don't even think he wears boots with his suit.
Well, and he calls himself a Texan. I hope he wears